Hello, the tents on duty today are USA Midwest and Florida, and we'll move on to USA Midwest.
Friends, we are at war. We are against an invisible enemy, an incredibly powerful enemy. Because this enemy renews itself every single day when we go to war against it, go to battle. It constantly sends in new reinforcements every single morning. It is so powerful, it takes an army to overcome this enemy. And we're it. We are the ones that are chosen to be the point of the spear. We are the ones that have been appointed to win this war. We should not kid ourselves. We're fighting for our lives, for our spiritual lives. This is all about our audacity, our determination, our resolve to defeat our adversary. And it all depends on how seriously we really take this enemy. In other words, our success depends totally on our level of commitment to each other, our connection together to defeat this common foe. But we have a secret weapon, and we need to use it. That secret weapon we know is the Creator, and He's already agreed to be our ally, our partner. All we have to do is all come together at one time and demand His help. We are a special group, a special nation. Friends, your nation needs you now. We need each other now. Your friends need you now. L'chaim haverim.
Let's read an excerpt from letter number 5 by Rabash. You should do more in love of friends. It is impossible to achieve lasting love unless through dvikut. Adhesion, meaning that the two of you will unite in a tight bond. This can be only if you try to undress the clothing in which the inner soul is placed. This clothing is called self-love, for only this clothing separates two points. But if we walk on the straight path, the two points, which are discerned as two lines that refute one another, become a middle line that contains both lines together. And when you feel that you are at war, each of you will know and feel that he needs the help of his friends And without him, his own strength will wane as well. Then, when you understand that you must save your life, each of you will forget he has a body he must preserve. And you will both be tied by the thought of how to defeat the enemy.
Question for an active workshop. What is our demand during this lesson to defeat the enemy? Again, what is our demand during this lesson to defeat the enemy?
Our demand during this lesson is, as we said in the preparation, to succeed in rising together toward connection between us and achieve some spiritual goal together. As I've said a few days ago, it's not enough to get up in the morning and come to the lesson, but we really want to do something more between us so that this act of the lesson will be a spiritual one.
Yes, we continue with this line. This is our intention, not to disconnect from the lesson, not to disconnect from the Ten, from Rav, not to disconnect from the constant, permanent effort. Each and every moment to go back to the connection between us, to scrutinize what faith above reason is now, our state, not to disconnect from the Creator.
Yeah, I think that with this effort, in this effort we will feel that we don't really have an enemy. There is one force that governs all of us and raises in us all the objections, everything that seems to contradict him, that it also comes from him, and we're making a common effort. We can return to the thought and intention that it comes to him time and time again.
Yeah, that's exactly the way it is. The Creator is the one who organizes the enemy for us. He organizes all the different states. And the moment we identify it, well, that's already our opportunity to respond correctly. Only this way can we defeat the hater, the enemy.
Yeah, but the enemy is me, myself. And you can't win this war. We can only unite our forces, and that's our weapon, unity. When I stop fighting by myself and I stop thinking about myself, but I shift my attention and hopes and everything to the friends, and by that we win.
In order to defeat someone in a war, you need strength or force, and that's something the Creator has. Let's ask together from Rav what it means to connect together to the force of the Creator.
Without the power of the Creator, we won't be able to move anywhere. We just need to remember all the time and attribute to Him everything we do. Remember that there's none else besides Him, and in the end, He's the one who moves the whole system. And we just have to constantly annul before Him, and that way we'll be able to overcome our enemy, our will to receive that constantly pulls us in the other direction.
So ask the light to help the friends to correct them so I won't think of myself and I can defeat my enemy.
The demand will be to ask for the friends to be in a connection of love and bestowal and dvikut, adhesion with the upper force.
Yeah, we're not feeding it. We're not dealing with the enemy. What we're dealing with is the love between us, the right and true connections between us. That's where we want to be all lesson long. Now, let's focus on that and putting the Creator between us. And the enemy won't have any strength or food.
A prayer. Creator, thank you for bringing us together and providing us the opportunity to serve you. In your infinite wisdom and mercy, you have given us both the friend and foe. Now we ask for the strength to use both of these gifts as aids to come into adhesion with you. Give us the strength to rise above reason and the intention to bestow.